Hi, y'all. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this installment of Go South, Old Man, a somewhat weekly podcast where a northern-born southerner explores some of the lesser-known things in and around the southeastern United States. Well, after taking some time off for the holidays and getting the new year off to a roaring start, this here podcast is back in motion. And we're going to start off with looking back at an episode y'all seem to really like from last year. It was the Chattanooga Choo Choo episode. And it dealt with a train being stolen during the Civil War in the town of Big Shanty, Georgia. Well, in this episode, we find ourselves, or I find myself anyway, back in that same town. Except in 1887, it was renamed from Big Shanty, which I'm sure the local Chamber of Commerce just loved, to the newly incorporated town of Kennesaw, named for the Civil War battle on the nearby mountain of the same name. Now, an important note here is that the Founding Fathers saw fit to insert Article Number 5 into the town's charter in 1887, and that article made it legal to sell liquor, not a common thing in the southeastern United States back in those days. So now, we skip ahead all the way up to 2013. I had happened to see a blurb somewhere about how distilling alcoholic beverages was finally legal in the state of Georgia. And one of the first to obtain a license was a small operation over in the aforementioned town of Kennesaw. So I talked my brother, who's somewhat of an expert in adult beverages, or consuming them anyway, to go with me to check the place out. But arriving there, there was no sign where it was supposed to be. Just an old house with a small shed-like barn out in the back. But in that barn, we found one Mark Allen, busily running copper tubing to a beautiful new column still, complete with glimmering stainless steel mash tanks and bags of grain and all kinds of other distilling paraphernalia strewn about. He explained that he wasn't officially open yet, and though he had product bottled and boxed, the state hadn't approved his labels, which apparently is some huge red tape deal. Anyway, he still gave us the nickel tour and took us in the house out front, and he went on to explain how someday this would be a tasting room and bar and seating area. And most importantly, he let us sample some of the goods. Well, we knew right off we'd hit on a good thing here. So, in this episode, I'm going to take some of your precious time to talk about this unique and lesser-known place that I first visited 10 years ago, Lazy Guy Distillery. Now, the first thing we need to straighten out right off is the whole name Lazy Guy. It's odd, because the owner, Mark Allen, is probably one of the hardest working people I've known. So what gives? Well, the story I get is that he wants to be a lazy guy. You know, just sitting on the porch with a good whiskey in hand. But he's reasoned that only hard work will allow him to get to that point. So, despite working a full-time IT business, did I mention he's a genius? No? Well, anyway, besides doing that, he built the distillery, formulated his own recipes, is the master distiller Sunday through Wednesday, and is the bartender Thursday through Saturday. I'm not sure what he does in his 15 minutes a week of free time, but you'll have to ask him. Meanwhile, Lazy Guy has become one of the hottest spots in the town. The house, which, like the barn, is over 125 years old, has been renovated, now has a heated covered porch and back deck, plus nice chairs and fire pits out front. The bar and tasting room are fully operational. And additionally, he is now producing not only his various award-winning whiskeys and ryes here, but likely Georgia's oldest bourbon, as well as vodka and rum, all of it made and bottled in that barn out back. He also produces some popular specialty bottles throughout the year, using ingredients like pure cream and cinnamon and coffee. Many of his products have names that harken back to the history of the town, such as the General, Sidetrack, and 5th Article 1887, which you, my informed listener, will now recognize. In fact, the train tracks that stolen train ran on still run right behind the distillery, and it's not unusual to hear one rumble loudly by while you're enjoying a drink out front. Oh yeah, there's now also a nice sign out front and one on the barn too, so you'll know you're in the right place. Mark is also part mad scientist. Did I mention that? No? Well, he is, and nowhere does that come through better than in his own mixed drinks, which many of which are his own concoctions. My personal go-to in the summer here is the Kennesaw Ice Pick. It's a combination of bourbon, peach iced tea, and lemon that I know of. While in the cooler months, it calls for a classic old-fashioned with imported Italian black cherries. My lovely wife insists his Caprina, which I'm sure is not how it's pronounced, is the best outside of Brazil, and she was born there, so that's high praise indeed. Now, while Mark has probably forgotten more about the distilling business than I'll ever know, he is always very happy to talk about anything and answer any questions you have. That's if you can get him to stop for 5 minutes. And from my experience, I don't recommend trying this on a busy Friday or Saturday night. You should know this place is a real working distillery. It's not going to be fancy, flashy, or entertainment focused like some of the newer places. They don't have food. And there's no plush seating. In fact, all seating is outside. But it's still comfortable, dry, and warm. But the real focus here is on enjoying quality spirits. For days and hours of operation, special events, tours, and the current drink menu, you can check out their Facebook link. Parking is free. It's very pet friendly. And while those under 21 are always welcome, I wouldn't recommend it. They're just going to be bored. So, if you're in the North Georgia area, or heading up or down I-75, stop in and check out one of the oldest and lesser-known distilleries in the whole Southeast, and what I think is one of the best, too. Tell them you heard about it on this podcast, and Bob sent you. So until next time, thanks for listening and stay curious.